This is a repeat broadcast of Jefferson State of Mind.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool. Kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. Essentially a dream. Haunted the loggers and the cowboys.
All right, good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. We're awake. We're here. We're present. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. It's a nice day out there. So far, so good. We're dodging some raindrops today, but we still need all that wonderful stuff. But looks like we're going to dodge it a little bit today. I'm here with my co-host, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
Hey, Wynn. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good, good. And Jared is running the soundboard and watching the buzzer so he can snap us when we need to be snapped at the seven-second interval there. Then we have a patriot from the southern part of Jefferson, Mr. David Garcia. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Jefferson, and I'm honored to be here.
All right. Good, good. So, Dave, what brought you up to the north part of Jefferson yesterday, or day before yesterday?
Well, I want to do my part, anything I can, to help the cause, and I'm bringing seven languages to the table. So we're bringing Jefferson to an international level.
Hey, that's eight more than Terry and I speak. We're not real good at it. All right, so seven languages. Which languages do you speak?
Yeah, I told you. Fluently, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, and German, and Japanese and Russian are going into intermediate level.
All right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you can tell us off on all kinds of languages.
Yeah, and all kinds of languages, yeah.
So what's your message in German to the governor?
Hören Sie uns. Wir sind müde auf diese schlechte Politik. Wir brauchen eine neue Stadt. And I just said, hear us, please. We're tired of the dirty politics, and we need a new state.
All right. Well, let's give it your best Italian here. Okay, let's have it. Let's have it from the boss. Let's have it from the boss.
Va bene, buongiorno a tutti. Senti, governatore, abbiamo bisogno di un nuovo stato. Siamo stanchi di questa politica sporco. Va bene? Deve ascoltare a noi. Va bene. I said the same thing, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. See, we have some good patriots out there that are willing to take it on and deliver it any way we can deliver it, you know, whether it's in print or in words and in what language.
Yeah. Just give me one second. Let me just say one in Spanish because I know there's going to be more Mexican
there, Spanish.
Yeah. Buenos días a todos. Me llamo David García. Vengo del condado de Calaveras y vengo aquí de mi propio gasto. Gente mexicana e hispana, debemos unirnos para que el gobierno no haga lo que quieren con nosotros. Nosotros tenemos voz, nosotros tenemos voto, y unidos podemos hacer lo que se puede. So basically, I told my Mexican and Hispanic people that we got to get together, we got to vote, because with one voice, we can make a lot of changes.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And Dave has been with us since 2015?
2015, October 2015.
Yeah, awesome. That's the beauty of this. I mean, you know, our brother here, our comrade here, and a fellow yesterday we had so much fun with, and the day before, but yesterday we did an event, and he spoke at the event. It was fantastic. But, you know, the thing is that the camaraderie and the brilliance of the people we have,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the position to where, you know, we all come together. There is no grand poopah here. There is no king ruling anything. It's all of us working together, and working together for the same cause, and that's the cause of liberty. And, you know, that's what we have to do. Wynn and I were talking about this last night. We have to be more inclusive in what we do. We've got to make sure that we allow people to come in, and we're not trying to lord over anybody.
Well, it's not that we're not allowing people. It's just right. that they're not. I mean, if they're coming in, we embrace that.
We have to embrace
it. We always, absolutely. You know, we do that. We include everybody.
Encouragement, and did I
absolutely.
Say encouragement?
Absolutely.
And that's the way it gets won. I know in Shasta County, and in Dave, in Calaveras is a good example, is that you have people who come in and want to get involved, and you just say, you betcha, what would you like to do?
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to go with their passion. With Dave, I know that for us it's been fantastic because he can reach so many people that we can't reach.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we just like to be around him because he's a lot of fun.
He's a lot of fun.
You know, and but the thing is that that's the beauty of this whole thing, and that's where our strength has to be. We can't just have the same people. And I know in Shasta County, it's just been fantastic. We've got people that come in. If you want to use the word leadership, you can, I suppose.
Right.
But come into leadership on a weekly level, on a weekly basis. Look at Chris Kellstrom, the great job he's done. And hey, I want to give a shout out yesterday at our event.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank the militia and the community watch of absolutely. Cottonwood. What great people those guys are. People think militia. No. These guys are taking 25 young boys, some of which who've lost their fathers in Iraq and Iran and everywhere else, Afghanistan. And these young boys are going on a camping trip with the militia guys. They're going to go out there, going to teach them a lot of different things in the woods. They're going to teach them how to hunt, all this good stuff. They're going to teach them a lot of fun things, a lot of survival things, but a lot of fun things. And then at night they have their campfire and they have their s'mores and all that good stuff with the boys. They talk about the Bible and the Constitution. And I don't care who you are. It doesn't mm-hmm. get much more American than that.
Amen.
Yeah.
And what a great thing for them to
do.
Oh,
they're just great guys.
Absolutely.
Woody and Dan and all you guys, thank you so much for everything you've done. And they are just wonderful people. And how they handle the security, they're so great. They do mm-hmm. it with they're so professional, and there's no arguments.
Nope.
There's no problems.
Nope.
You know, the Anderson police came out to our event yesterday, and I'll have Wynn explain that in a minute.
Red Bluff?
Oh, Red Bluff. Was it Red Bluff?
We were in Red Bluff.
We're going to Anderson.
Yeah.
We are. And we're going to Corning. I'm just excited. This is great stuff.
Instead of having an identity crisis, Terry has location crisis.
I do. I have a location crisis. You know? But anyway, it was just an absolutely wonderful event. Wynn will go ahead and expand on that. And David, who spoke at it, he can expand on that in a moment. But the last thing I want to say about these guys is just what a great job they do. What a great job they do for their community. What stand-up citizens they are. And Woody and Dan and all you guys, thank you. Thank you and thank you again.
Amen, brother. They did an outstanding job. They had a couple issues and they just took care of it. And it was amazing to watch them do it. Just kind of behind the scenes, just kind of seeing what they're doing. You know, kind of eyeball it and just whoop, all done. Okay, so Dave, what's happening down in Calaveras? What are you guys doing down there?
Calaveras has come a long, long way. I would say we're rivaling the northern counties.
Oh, no way.
No, really, really. Because when we got there, a lot of people goes, oh, just the crazy pistol whippers, Bible thumpers, and they even call me a whitewashed Mexican. And I said, okay, that's fine. But let me tell you, coming from East Stockton, it's just terrible, the crime and whatnot. So when I got to Calaveras, I was just, I don't know, I guess I'd call it enlightened mm-hmm. and delighted to live there. I wake up in the morning with deer in my front yard. Not with guys and with hoodies walking around, see what they can steal. So anyways, at first you would drive around Calaveras and you would see a sign here and there. And now it's gotten to the point where every other house, there's signs, there's stickers. I mean, it's just getting pretty fanatical over there, too. Pretty fanatical. And now Stanislaus, I hear, wanting to join us now.
Oh, yeah.
Stanislaus, who would ever think Stanislaus?
Yeah.
I have family that live there that just total liberals and they hate anything that's good, and it's just surprising that Stanislaus is jumping on the bandwagon.
4,000 signatures
that's
already.
That's crazy. 4,000. That's unbelievable.
You guys want to talk a little bit about yesterday so the folks know what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday? We went to Red Bluff. We were down in Red Bluff. It was a Liberty Tour down in Red Bluff, and we had all kinds of things going on down there. We had musical entertainment. We had a jazzercise entertainment thing up on the stage. It was pretty entertaining. And then Dave got up there. And Dave, what did you do? The message you sent.
I'm not as well schooled as Terry and you all about that, but I just spoke my opinion why Jefferson is convenient to me and why I need Jefferson to my needs, being agriculture and just a better way of living. Coming from Eastside Stockton, believe me, Jefferson is like I've died and went to heaven already. So, yeah. And I just basically went up and told the people why my opinions on Jefferson. And, yeah, that was basically it. And, you know, I know Terry likes when I speak in German, so I had to give a little bit of German to our judge, Frau Mueller.
Well, that's good. You know, we got to get the message out any way we can.
Any way we can, and that's what I'm here for. And I'm glad I'm here on the radio now because on Facebook, I sent a message to all the counties, even the Oregon counties, and I'll say it again. David in Calaveras County, offer my translating services for Jefferson propaganda free of charge in any of the 7 languages that I speak.
Awesome.
So free of charge, spread the word. Everybody knows how to find me. So
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. See, that's what we do.
Tell us a little bit about the television program you did.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So I did an interview in Spain, and the reporter, he was a little Spanish liberal type guy, you know. He tried to ask me some CNN type questions, you know. But like I said, whenever you're in the right and you're a true patriot, nobody can stop you. And we're seeing that proof is in the pudding. So he basically asked me, one of the first things, David, what are you fighting for Jefferson for? And I said, well, one of the main ones is Second Amendment. And, you know, in Spain, firearms, only the government can have them and the innocent people can't. So he goes, well, why do you need the firearms? You know, you got the police. I said, yeah. I go, a lot of good your police did you after that terrorist went and stampeded all your people in Barcelona. And he was like, oh, my God. I go, I said, you know, our Jefferson slogan. I go, we don't call 911. Yeah. And then I told him that, like, Catalonia wants to separate kind of for the same reasons. You know, we want to break away. We want to have a smaller government, better representation. We don't want to be ignored. And basically, it's the same messages here, but I just gave it to them in Spanish. But one of the main topics was the Second Amendment, right? Because they do not know about Second Amendment over there.
Mm-hmm.
They get stampeded on. The government does what they want with those people. So, oh, by the way, did you know the leaders of the Catalonia separation got arrested?
Yeah.
Did not know.
They got arrested. Yeah, they got arrested.
Wow.
And they had some even had to leave the country. So they sent in the army, and the people of Catalonia, which are good law-abiding people, couldn't do nothing. The army just went in, arrested them, and
shut up.
Yep. Because they're unarmed.
Yeah, because they're an honor. Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is right there.
So if they had a Second Amendment that they could grasp onto. And
believe me, the government would.
Think twice about
that. Yeah, well, I hate to say it. The last time they were armed was when Hitler armed the opposing side.
Well, maybe not the way you want to do it.
I know, but that's just history. I'm a history, history guy. And, you know, Terry said something. Like I said, I'm just a historian. Right now when Terry says there's not one boss, everybody's all the same, we'll have an equal voice. Well, the last guy that I heard said that was Charles Lucky Luciano, and that's when the American Mafia started, and look what they did, so maybe that's a Jefferson explosion.
Well, you're about the only one in the room here who speaks Italian.
You know, like I said, I'm a historian. I'm just a historian, so.
Well, we've got Clayton on the line. He's going to talk a little bit about upcoming events.
Uh-huh.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, can talk about what he did yesterday,
yeah,
too. Hey, Clay.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
So,
yeah, we had a fantastic event in Red Bluff yesterday. If you guys weren't there, which I know everybody on the radio here was, but everybody in the listening audience, if you didn't make it, boy, you missed out on a great day.
So how can they make up for that?
Well, we have 2 more events coming up. If you happen to be in the Corning area on March 31st, we're having an Easter festival there at the Community Skate Park, which is at 1485 Tombs Avenue. And out of the 3 parks that we're doing festivals in, I think that one's the prettiest.
All right.
To be honest. So, and that will feature 5 bands and plenty of vendors, an Easter egg hunt, and an Easter egg decorating station.
Okay.
So that one should be a fantastic time. It would be looking at, like, great weather, so I'm excited about that. And then on April 14th in Anderson, we'll be having the first annual Jefferson Fest. It'll be a celebration of freedom, Americana, and all things Jefferson.
All right. So is it going to be similar to what we did back in the fall in October?
Yeah, and instead of having the harvest the harvest theme is going to be a Jefferson theme.
All right.
And we'll have at least 5 bands going at that one.
Okay.
So they'll be from noon until 8 p.m.
All right.
You know, Clay, I want to thank you. Son, you and Brittany are just stellar. I mean, you guys were out there early in the morning getting going, last people to leave the park cleaning up. June Cooper, you know, Chris, all the folks that helped you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But we really do need volunteers for this, folks. So if you're listening, you know, Clay needs, you know, he needs help on these things. And believe me, for them to be out there early in the morning till late at night, packing up the lights, doing everything, making sure everything's shut down, that every piece of trash is picked up. Really, son, you know, we're all very happy and grateful for what you do for all of us. And also the way that you and Britt bring people in that we would never talk to or that may not be in our sphere of influence. And that's the beauty of this. We get a lot of young families here that just have a blast. And now, are you going to have some of those same games and stuff down in Corning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to have all sorts of games down there. And, you know, the vendors that really help me out is the laser tag vendor.
Oh, yeah.
He comes to all of our events, and his setup is great, and the kids love it, and it's inexpensive, very inexpensive. He only charges $3 for a 10 to 15-minute game, and he, you know, he really lets the kids figure it out before he starts any sort of time, and he lets them play. That's great. And then Reading Balloons was a great vendor to have out. They did the face painting, the balloon animals, the big games that they had going on, little carnival games of their own. It was a great setup that they bring out.
And the nice thing is,
at all of our events too.
And the nice thing is, folks, at these events, this is great for young families because it's free.
Right.
You know, these kids can all go in and enjoy themselves. It's a free event. I mean, yeah, there's a cost for food, and you know, and of course we've always have libation,
mm-hmm.
and you know, but they're just so much fun. And the beauty of this, again, is getting those young families in. And the other thing too, Clay, I wanted to let you know and let the listeners know, and that is that we had so many positive remarks about Jefferson. I don't think any of us ran into anything negative. It was all very positive.
Yeah.
And you can see the young people, the light bulb going on. Gosh, you know, this is our country. This is being taken from us. Our liberties, our rights, our freedoms. And what about our kids, you know? There were a lot of strollers there yesterday. It was just absolutely wonderful. And, you know, Clayton, you and Britt exemplify the young people of Jefferson. And we love you. And I know I'm a proud papa. But the deal is that you guys were amazing yesterday. And to be there early and to stay to the end, you're just troopers. Thank you so much.
Well, and I wanted to give a shout-out to, of course, June and Donna.
Oh, yeah.
They were both amazing before the event. They handed out so many flyers and were just always excited to do this. And then Joe, the day of, Joe from the Tehama Jefferson group, he came out just as early as I was, helped me put in all those tee posts for the beer garden, helped me pull all those tee posts. Actually, he did it all himself at the end with the cleanup. Like, I really – oh, and he brought all the chairs. So
yeah, is that the gentleman who was in the veterans group?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right, yeah, he's a vet. Joe's been a patriot for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Long.
My favorite part about yesterday was just being able to see all the kids playing. You know, the scavenger hunt was free, so it was free entry and free scavenger hunt. So, and the kids just were playing and painting and decorating all day long. And it was a great thing to see.
It was. It was fun to watch them, too, because the little tiny ones are, you know, just barely walking. They're all excited about everything. You know, they're being an affair, essentially, for them. You know, they're all excited, and they're running all over, and parents are trying to chase them down and keep them under control because they're all excited about everything that they're experiencing. It's pretty fun to watch. And the face painting, we were right next to the face painting booth. That little booth went nonstop.
Oh, man.
I mean, they had the little shamrock tattoos with glitter and all kinds of fun stuff for the kids. And, you know, they had them on their arms. They had them on their shoulder. They had them on their face or forehead or wherever they wanted to put them. The artist put them there. And it was fun to watch that because the kids got all excited and they were all colored up. And they had a good time. It was fun to watch that.
And the barbarian reenactment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have a question about that. Those helmets that they wear, they've got to have an immense amount of padding in there because they were pounding the heck out of each other with those big old sticks that they were using on their helmets.
Yeah, the historical helmets, like they weren't just metal back in the day. A knight's helmet did have tons of padding in it. They're made historically correct, you know, but they always have padding in them because, yeah, they get hit in the head really hard.
I was thinking about the concussion factor there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they're just amazing guys too. I mean, they really look the part. They're
yes,
really
they
fun.
Do. Yep.
You know, everything from the haircuts to the
tattoo things that they have.
Oh
on
my
the,
gosh,
all
they're
all
just
it was,
great.
It was fun to watch. Toys for
yeah,
the Big Boys.
I really like that group. I'm very glad that they decided to come out.
Well, buddy, thanks for calling in. Thank you so much for what you do, son. And
we look forward to the next
yeah,
couple of events.
Yeah, we'll be in Corning. And folks, if you're down in the Corning Tehama area, you know, Clayton could use a little bit of help. And I know that the Corning people with Patty and Mike and Georgia and all the great people down there and Kate, you know, all those great people, that I know it's going to be really a good, good event down there. Anyway, son, love you, and have a great Sunday.
You too, Dad, and have a good one, Wynn.
Thank you,
and,
Clay.
Hey, David, you rocked the stage yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm so excited for Corning. I can't wait.
Let's make it happen.
Well, the next time he comes up, he's got to order the margaritas for us because he knows exactly the right amount of alcohol to put in a margarita.
Exactly.
All right, kiddo.
Thanks, Clay.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, Jared, I guess we probably ought to go off to a break here. What do you think, buddy? All right.
The time has come.
For 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
The Stones. Talking about the Stones, we're going to give you a little update on the court case and what's happening with that.
Yeah.
So,
because we're the ones with stones. Brass.
He was hovering over the button, the 7-second delay. But
yes,
we were safe with that.
It's a work in progress.
It is. We are a work in progress. Is this better, Jared?
Yeah.
A little closer. Am I better? Okay, yeah. Buddy. Usually I'm afraid to get too close to this mic because my voice is booming.
Yes.
I mean, after all that, you know, sitting on a bar stool.
Yep.
Kind of short and kind of square.
With foam in his mustache.
His voice fills the air.
Yes, sir.
I asked that guy what bar he saw me in Wairika. You know. Anyway.
Outside passed out.
Yeah. Like, no. Come on. Anyways, yeah, so the court case, where we're at now, as most people know, we got the extension, and the attorneys most likely will be sending that in, we believe, Monday afternoon.
Yeah,
that's where the extension's gone to. We have an amended complaint. We fit it within the 25 pages.
Oh, my gosh. That was like a shoehorn to get that thing done.
I'm telling you. You know, because, it took her 12 pages to ask. I didn't even know she asked a question. But
to tell us what you want. Yeah.
You know, but we're very confident in what we have. We're very confident in the attorneys. We think they've done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Hats off to them. And we've had numerous phone calls on that. We've changed some things around. To make it to where we have to have specifics, more so than a generality. That was one of main issues. So, you know,
it's very specific and blunt.
It's blunt, you know, and, you know, when you stop and you look at what's happened, in California, I mean, there were many things in the Constitution that put many, different ethnic groups,
in harm's way
without representation. I mean, of course, it was the Chinese, and it was the Native Americans, and it was the Mexicans and Mexican Americans, and then all these different things happened. There's actually apologies that the state of California did.
Mm-hmm.
Within the last 10 years.
Yep.
There's many, many things that have happened, but the problem is once they capped the representation ratio to stop all this and, you know, with this discrimination that they were using, once they stopped the representation, it ended up to where no one has representation anymore.
That's right.
So you can't get more specific than what it says in the California Constitution, what it says in the archives of the law, and what it says in documented fact.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so really the position I believe we have is without dispute. There's no way you can dispute the facts of this. And so I think...
And it can't be ignored.
It can't be ignored.
I mean, she can't just ignore any part of that whole document that we've created in response to what she said and what she said she wanted. She can't ignore it. And if she does or just attempts to dismiss it, then there's clearly an issue going on there that we can't make any assumptions on, but there would clearly be an issue.
Yeah, and also remember McManus versus Shapiro, okay? And that was Chief Justice Scalia's one of his last...
Last things he did before he was murdered,
Oh, did you say murdered?
Yeah, he was murdered.
So, it was one of the last particular opinions that he gave, and that case clearly states that a federal judge does not have the jurisdiction to dismiss a case of dilution of vote or lack of representation based upon its merit. She or he must go to the magistrate and get a three-judge court and have a three-judge court requested to hear it. And so that's the deal. And being based on its own merit means that there hasn't been case law and there hasn't been settled law on that particular issue. So without that ever happening, because we've never had a case like this, then basically... it's looking better,
right.
That's for sure. But you never know what a court system's going to do. And you know, as Mark Baird has said many, many times, the courts are corrupt.
Yeah.
They've overtaken the position that we should have with our representation. And you know, very quickly, if you go back to when we had 120 representatives, that when it was capped, there was only 55 judges, federal judges, and now, how many do we have? How many judges? We have 2,600. We still got 120 overseeing that.
There's no way.
So if there's any expansion at all, it has to be in the People's House, which is the representation part of government, not the executive branch.
Right.
And, of course, not the judicial branch. One other thing, too, it does say in Article 3, and that is that a judge a judge can be removed for not having good behavior. And that's having good behavior means following the Constitution mm-hmm. and following the enumerated things that they're given jurisdiction over. So this has been a very, very interesting case, and it's pretty exciting. David, when you get back to Calaveras County, what's the first thing that you're going to do back there as in your quest of liberty here, buddy?
I'm going to make invoices for my clients because I'm behind. I got to make money to keep the fight going. Well, right now, cherry season is going to start, God willing, about mid to late April. So right now I'm trying to do all my Jefferson stuff.
Sure.
Because once I go on the road. But when I get back, I've been hanging out at the local barbershop. That's where we talk a lot of Jefferson. And, just basically going to the town halls and just spreading the word like I always do. And that's all Guy can do for now until our Frau Mueller is ready to attend to us.
But, buddy, you can't get another haircut. There's so much left there, pal.
Yeah, well, I keep my hair short because I like wearing the Russian hats until the spring comes. So that's why I keep it short, yeah.
Okay. Can you let it grow?
Yeah, I do. I do. I just have been keeping it short lately, yeah.
Having fun here, buddy. But
well, so with the court case, when we file it Monday, again, we don't know when we're going to hear a response. I mean, we thought right. when we filed and we went to court back in September that we were supposed to, according to the court's words to us, that we were going to hear within 10 days. And it was 145 or plus days later
yes.
that we actually got a response.
Yes.
So keep in mind that we have no idea how long it's going to take for her to respond or the court to respond to our amended complaint that we're refiling on Monday.
Well, so, it's got to go to her, and then it's got to go to California, and yeah, then back to her, and then back yeah, to us. And, you know.
Yeah, so it's got to run the full cycle of what it's going to get. I mean, it's done electronically. They both get it at the same time. Then they go over it. They do their attempted whitewash it and try to, you know, yank things out of it. But everything we have in there is fact. Everything is documented. And it's documented in the California Constitution. It's documented in many different places. So it's all fact. And we were very careful on putting everything in there. And like I said earlier, we shoehorned it in. We had to squeeze stuff in just because there was so much that we could put in, but we were restricted to the 25 pages. There was no way we could get around it. And our attorneys asked for that, and they were denied. So we have to play the game at the court's level. I mean, unfortunately, you know, again, like Terry said earlier, the courts don't work for us, even though they should, because they're funded by us through our tax dollars. So they're not working for us, so we have to work within those restrictions to get through the process. So be patient, have faith, and pray for us, meaning all of us Jeffersonians, and pray for the court to have the wisdom to do the right thing. They did do the right thing in the very beginning when we got the three-judge court. And then they yanked it less than 24 hours later. So maybe they'll give us the three-judge court immediately, and we can just move forward.
Something else we had that came out, and by the way, let me give you the phone number, folks. I haven't done that, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, if you want to call in. But we had a very interesting article, actually a couple of articles come out in the L.A. Times.
Oh, yes.
And we had, we have got people from everywhere. When we got home last night, the request of new people
mm-hmm.
that wanted information about Jefferson, oh my gosh, it was amazing. Sally is still answering those.
Mm-hmm.
And Orange County, Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
San Diego,
Texas. Me, Orange County is like the heart of Dixie for liberals. I can't believe it. That's progress in the making.
It's amazing. And they're saying, where can I get a shirt?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, some of the things that, you know, there's been different comments on that article and different positions people have taken on that article. But really and truly, you know, it was pretty fair. And, you know, to get that kind of coverage, and again, the phone calls we got, and also donations were up a little bit.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday when we were down at the event, it was toward the end. I was calling home to let the family know I was headed home. And I get the text notifications from PayPal on my phone. And yesterday was the busiest day for PayPal for us ever. We had around 25 donations yesterday, ranging anywhere from $2 up to $100. So it all went into PayPal, and I attribute it to the letter, or excuse me, the article, because some of them you could see, you can get some of them, you can find out what counties they're from, and a lot of them were from the South. Most of them were from the South. And so when I say South, I mean not in Jefferson. Not in Jefferson. So they would technically be in Communist California is where they would be. So there are patriots everywhere, and they were sending donations, whatever they can, you know, afford to send. You know, like I said, $2 to $100, we were getting those. And that's the busiest we've ever had it, because the busiest time I've had it before, I had around 12, and yesterday I had 25. So more than double of what we've ever had in one day. And so, you know, thank you and God bless you all for donating. And for those that don't want to use PayPal or the GoFundMe account, and GoFundMe was up a little bit too yesterday, but then people could, you know, mail donations to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, 96073. And so we'll take anything you got, cash, check, money orders, whatever you want to send to us. And it's always fun to see the comments that people will, you know, they'll include a card or just a sticky note or something with the donations. And it's fun to see what they have to say about what's going on and why they're contributing.
And we have Rally Sally.
Hey, morning, Sally. How are you doing?
Well, good morning. You guys are absolutely right. That's what I'm sitting here doing as I'm listening to you guys, is answering all of these emails that have just filled up my inbox this morning. We have people from Michigan and Texas and Oregon and, you know, other places, not just in California, that must have read that LA Times article, and they're all giving us, you know, thumbs up and go for it and how can we help. So I just really am thrilled that, you know, the LA Times was also on the Drudge Report.
Yep.
So we got second listings there right after the firing of McCabe.
Oh, good. They fire one guy. They put in some great two messages of great news, huh? McCabe going out and we're coming in.
Yes.
Can you tell us what's going on tomorrow night at the Patriot meeting? First of all, yes, we have our meeting at 5:30 for the State of Jefferson folks. Come on in if you want to learn about State of Jefferson. Chris Kellstrom has an orientation class, and he gives information on what we're doing, any questions you may have. And then we have the folks who are involved in Jefferson get together in another room, and what they do is they talk about the upcoming events and the things that we're doing. And that starts at 5:30. And then at 6 o'clock, Sally, we have at 3276 Pacelli Lane, Eagles Nest Church, we have
Joe Chimenti, and he's the gentleman that is running for District 1 Supervisor. There will be three candidates in that race this time, and that would be David Kehoe, who is the incumbent, Missy MacArthur, who served on the city council, and then Joe, who's a newcomer, but I wanted people to be able to meet him and find out what his vision is for Shasta County. And we do this as an educational outreach to the community, because so often you look at that ballot when you get in there and you have no clue who these people are or what they stand for. So you're voting blind. And this is what the Reading Patriots' aim is to do, is to educate people so they can become better voters, better citizens, and just feel more informed.
Well, Sally, when we have people like that at the meeting, just so the audience understands, they can ask questions, because we always have a question and answer period after the speaker speaks, correct?
Yes, and that's where most of the heavy lifting is done. We've got people that ask great questions.
Yep. And the thing is, you know, you find out what somebody's really made of when they are willing to come and talk to the public, which they should if they're going to run for a public office, and what they have to say when you ask them the questions. And we don't just ask them small pandering questions, and we can tell if they're pandering to us, because we've all been around the horn a few times. So we ask the questions, and they need to be honest with us, and they need to live up to that honesty. And that's what we always seem to be able to glean out of these conversations with these people running for office, don't we?
Yep.
Good.
Yep, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, come on out and get involved with Jefferson, because it's going. This train is leaving the station, I'll tell you what.
Toot, toot.
All right. Have a good show, you guys.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Darwin.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, the other thing.
Before I go, that lady works her butt off. I'm serious. Sally is nonstop doing stuff for Jefferson. She's Rally Sally. So Facebook, the emails, all that other stuff, all the information that comes in, that's gleaned, and Sally seems to be the hub of doing that, you know, getting the word out to everybody. And it doesn't matter what the word is, good, bad, or indifferent. She gets it out there so you can make the decision, so you can follow it. You can vet it as well. And so, Sally, thank you, and hats off for everything you do. I truly appreciate it, and I know everybody else does as well. Just had to say that.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the thing that we're going to be looking at, too, down the road here, I talked to Woody and the folks from the Cottonwood Community Group, and we had a Second Amendment meeting there in Anderson last year, and we had over 400 people. We turned away 100 cars.
That was standing room only. Because I was standing in the back, and I was standing behind Chris Kellstrom.
Well,
Chris is 6'9". Yeah. I'm 5'8", so I had to stand on a chair behind Chris.
And the doors were open in the back, so people could peer in from outside.
It was crazy.
It was. And we also had another one that we had in Cottonwood that had about 200 people, almost 300 people there. Yeah. And we talked to those folks in Cottonwood at the Community Watch, and we want to have a debate. Now, I've talked with Sheriff Pasinko and John Green. Both of those candidates have said they want to have a debate. So we're going to put together that format. So if you guys are listening, we'll go ahead and we'll be doing that debate here probably sometime either late April or early May.
There you go.
But with that, we probably should go to Round Mountain. Bob, how you doing there, buddy?
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, you know that great thing we had yesterday down in the park, our little get-together? You had a constitutional thing there. And I was down there with a couple of kids. A family had four little kids. And they were having so much fun answering questions about our Constitution and stuff like that. And, you know, I think the oldest kid was like 10 years old when I was down there. And they stumped their parents.
That's awesome.
And that surprised me, really. And, you know, I hope they come to our next thing with something like that, because I think that's great for the kids and the parents to learn about our Constitution and to know stuff about our Constitution.
Well, that is a that program is put on by Mike and Patty Smith and the folks in Corning.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who set up that game. And Mike and Patty you talk about patriots. I mean, they're amazing people. Hats off to them for the work they do with Judicial Watch and the Voter Integrity Project and Landmark. I mean, those two are just workers. But they'll have that down there, buddy. They will have that game down there. And it's a lot of fun, but it's that's just some of the great things these folks do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give one other shout out to I don't know, my Mexican, Italian, German, whatever buddy he was I met yesterday, and tell him this is the Gringo from Round Mountain, and I was very happy to meet him. He's really quite a person, and I hope we see more of him. I mean, we need more people like Mr. Dave.
I'm hearing you, buddy. Back at you. It was an honor to meet you also. And believe me, this Mexican ain't going anywhere. I'm here to stay.
All right, Round Mountain. Thank you, buddy. Have a great day, okay?
You betcha.
Thank you.
Have a good day, sir.
Thanks, Bob.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
So with that, I think we probably ought to go off to our last break there, Jared. So time has come, my friend.
4:51.
Must I
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Here because we have a couple of guys on the phone right now. Art, you're up first, and then we got Nick behind you, buddy, so we've only got a few minutes. Shoot away, Art.
All right, I'll get right to it. A couple of thoughts from my non-legal background. The first one is this. I think it's pretty clear from what I've heard that the California judicial system is going to run you guys up and down every back alley.
This is federal. This is federal, not California. Federal, Art. This is federal. That's why we didn't file in California. So first things first, we're talking federal court here.
Didn't you file originally in California?
No. We filed in federal court. Because when we filed in federal court, we understood what our case was. We understood that she would have to ask the magistrate for a three-judge court. We also understood that a three-judge court, in a case of lack of representation or dilution of vote, the appellate process automatically goes to the Supreme Court of the United States of America, which is where we knew we'd end up anyway. So whether California appeals or whether we appeal, it goes to the Supreme Court. So no, it's not in California.
Well, that's good to know because I didn't know that. I thought you were going through the state first.
No.
And then eventually I knew you'd end up in the Supreme Court. The other thing that I see as a resident here in Redding is, with all of the counties that you have that obviously are ready to sign on to 51, Shasta County is really the big gorilla. I don't see them doing a damn thing.
Shasta County has 36,000 support statement signatures, 36,000. Shasta County is probably one of the leaders. The radio program comes out of this. We have many, many people in Shasta County that are going for this. So I don't know where you're getting your information, sir, but just want to give you encouragement.
And,
go ahead, Wynn.
And just to let you know, too, Art, it wasn't done by the government officials because they denied us our opportunity to do that. So it was left to the people to do it. That's why it's truly grassroots. And it's done by the people for the people. And that's why we're doing it the way we're doing it. And we're not the only county that has done it this way. and it's a truly appropriate way to do it.
And the last thing is that basically it's based upon the fifth right in the First Amendment. There are five rights there. The fifth right of the First Amendment is the right to redress grievances, and that's what we did it on. Thank you, my friend. We've got to go over to Nick. Thanks, Art. Nick,
thank you for that.
You bet.
Thank you. Good morning, Nick. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for asking. Hey, I looked at that Los Angeles Times article yesterday, and in the picture I saw this good-looking blonde chick. It turned out to be Rally Sally.
Yep.
She was at a Rotary Club, and Terry was there also. And I was wondering what kind of reception you got from them, how if their attitude changed. And I was also wondering, are you starting to get more groups like the Rotary, maybe real estate people and professionals that are starting to show an interest?
They were absolutely amazing. And I spoke to them for, I spoke to them for about 6 or 7 minutes, giving them the highlights of what we're doing here in Jefferson. And they kept us going in there for 45 minutes. Which was very unusual, but the questions kept coming, and it was very, very, very positive. The business people in there are stand-up men and women. It was just absolutely great. We also had president of the Rotary in the United States that was there in that room. He was visiting, and he kind of got an earful about the Constitution, and we went into it pretty well. The questions were all superb, and we got into it pretty well. We got into it in a lot of depth in the court case, and a lot of depth in the Constitution, and a lot of factual depth. So we're very encouraged by that. A couple of those guys have been coming to the meetings. As you know, we're getting so many new people coming every week, and boy, it's been amazing what we've had on the Jefferson requests. Sally, like I said, is still at it. She's been at it since 6:30 this morning when she got up.
And keeping in mind, everybody, we live stream our meetings.
I know
some of those people that were at that meeting, and I tried talking to them a couple years ago, and they were naysayers. You can't do it financially.
And
I'm very happy to see them starting to show an interest and asking for a presentation and being positive.
Yeah, we didn't get that. There's one other thing I want to bring up, Nick, because you just reminded Wynn and I about this. I thank you for that. Our meetings, folks, and this is very, very important, our meetings that we have on Monday night are live streamed on Facebook. Live streamed on Facebook. We try to get them out to everybody we can. They will go out to your page. If you're in Jefferson, they'll go out to your Facebook page.
Yep.
But if you friend Rally Sally,
yep,
or if you also friend, I believe it's State of Jefferson with a Heart.
Okay.
I believe that's it. And if you do that, you also can get it. But it gets sent out to just about everybody. Here's the important thing on Facebook. We need to share. If you get something, you share it.
Yep.
If you have 200 friends, you share it with them. If you have 100 friends, you share it with them. If you have 1,000 friends, you share it. But please don't just like it, share it.
Yep.
Please share it, because that's how the word gets out. I know when Travis Allen was doing his thing with us, we had him into our meeting, and there were 31,000 hits.
Yep.
Those are the kinds of responses we need to have so we can multiply the information we're putting out, multiply the education, not just add to it.
Right. Right.
Hey, I'd like to say thank you to David for what he's doing in Spanish Ebonics. Mucho grande apreciado.
Mucho. You're very welcome, my friend. You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
That's our resident linguist, Nick.
The Nick of time. He's hilarious.
He does a good job. He does our shows too when we're absent.
Oh, okay.
When we go south,
Him and Chris and
Gary and Janet and they've all done it for us. So that's nice to have a group of people that follow up and help us out and
it's great.
Take care of business for us.
There's so many people that get involved and that's the beauty of it. I mean, it's always good to have. And like Wynn said, you know, we've got to go somewhere, we have to go speak somewhere, we've got to do something, no matter what it is.
Yep.
You know, there's plenty of teams, and that's what we have to do. Is we've got to use that position of as many people as you can to build depth in whatever it is you do in the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Build that depth.
Yep.
And put yourself in a position to where if you can't do it, somebody else can do it. But there's only one Garcia.
Yeah.
I just can't speak Russian.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I've seen pictures of his teacher.
No wonder.
Makes you want to speak Russian.
No wonder he's fluent. Well, Dave, hey, thank you very much for coming up and hanging out with us.
A 10-15 second
quick. Yeah, go for it.
At the court case in September, the people of Jefferson have so much class. The government was there looking just for us to be rowdy like some other people that when they protest. And let me tell you, the government guard said, people, we need you to stand back. And every Jeffersonian was classed. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What does the government need us to do? There was law and